What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Field and Bucky Irving and, you know, Slant and Buka and, you know, all right, here we go. Michael Penix in his start as the permanent starting quarterback. We'll see what we get out of him. Of course, a lot of discussion about that. We'll be all week as the Falcons set their sights on trying to end their playoff drought, yada, 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 yada. We had a lot of storylines going on. Of course, you know, everybody talking about right tackle and about the fact the Falcons are going to lean on and start four rookies in their defense. I mean, starting Walker and Pierce, they're, you know, part of the rotational starters. And then, of course, starting Xavier Watts and Billy Bowman in the backfield, which is interesting. You know, they keep looking for somebody opposite Jesse Bates. They tried Simmons. That didn't work. They tried, you know, Fuller, and that didn't work. And, I mean, veterans, star veterans at some point. I mean, they had to cut Fuller and then re-sign him to the practice squad, for crying out loud. But anyway, be that as it may, we got a lot to talk about with the Falcons at 404-726-0929. Also, if you missed it a little earlier in my program today, and Andy and Randy will be back in the slot tomorrow. If you missed it earlier, I had an in-depth conversation with Will McFadden, senior editor, AtlantaFalcons.com. You guys know a little bit about the team. So we're going to bring that back in about 20 minutes and let you hear that. Let's get to Kevin. He's on with John. Hey, Kevin, welcome to the show.
Hey, John. Man, you are a savant, man. Everything I was going to say, you said it. I love your perception and how you really try to walk us to our sanity when it comes to Michael Penix and his potential that's out there. I mean, I don't know what Casey is on. You know, he needs a dose of positivity in his life. You know, when you always go for the negative, you're going to get the negative. But if you think about the positive and you, you know, proceed with some intelligence and some, you know, common sense about what you are seeing with your own two eyes, because not only, you know, does Penix pass the eye test, but if you understand anything about the quarterback position, and you see Michael Penix go through his progressions, and he makes the right decisions. He was doing that when he was at Washington, right? So clearly, Frank DeBoer saw that in him. Clearly, the whole Falcons staff that went out there and watched him throw was like, oh, my goodness, and couldn't wait to come and draft him. And then clearly, you know, Lion Kirk also saw that potential in Michael Penix, because this man with a half an arm tried to go, still stay out there as the starter, knowing that the guy behind him, if he ever got the start, the Falcons were going to leave Lion Kirk alone. He knew that himself. So he risked his whole career with his injury, right, with an injury. To stay.
Yeah, not only did he risk his career, he risked our season. And he cost us our season.
Yes.
For leading that team the way he did, you know, to 6-3 in the three-game lead in the tiebreakers, and to beat Philadelphia the way they did in week two in Philadelphia. And all Philadelphia did was win the Super Bowl, and Kirk beat them in their own house. For all the good that he did, he also cost us the year. So
And so in addition to that, and it costing us the year, the Falcons players saw that as well. And so look at how they've rallied behind Michael Penix now. And Kirk Cousins doesn't have any complaint to be made at all. He can sit back there and watch that talented young man that's got winner written all over him. He carries himself that way. That young man is a winner. And he deserves a chance to show Atlanta and to get Atlanta on behind him. And we as the fans need to get behind him and stop putting this negative energy out there. Let's be positive about Penix. Let's go buy his jersey. Let's get behind him when it comes to Sunday. Let's will these Falcons to this win, because this is an important game. We can get it. We got the players. We got to trust in our coaches. And, guys, I mean, let's bring some winning spirit around in Atlanta. Thanks, John, for having me on.
Thanks, Kevin. Yep. With you. Kamal is with us. Hey, Kamal, welcome to the show.
Hey, good afternoon, John. I got 2 points real quick. One on the Falcons and what KC was referring to as far as Penix throwing percentage. If you take the number of drops that the team had, I think the team had in those three games, the most drops in the league or the second most drops in the league, I believe it's the first, and you take that in consideration, Michael Penix percentage goes up. You also got to consider this guy did not train in the offseason with these wide receivers, didn't practice with them all year. That includes the preseason. So this is his first time playing with these guys. So there's going to be some hiccups there, and I believe in the game against Washington, the first interception was a miscue between the wide receiver and Penix. So those things also occurred as well. You combine that with the drops, of course his percentage is going to be a little bit lower than what we would normally want for my QB. I think with a good offseason, working with these with his wideouts, with his tight end, that percentage is going to go up. Penix is going to be more comfortable with the offense. The offense is going to be more tailored to Penix. So that's going to be a different change in how the percentages go. Another thing that this guy was completely wrong about is the money spent.
I didn't even want to get into that. Yes, he was completely wrong. I wasn't going to go down that path, Kamal, because it was going to muddy the waters. You and I don't even have to go back. He's wrong. Okay, we'll just do it.
Yeah, he's wrong. We're going to have a lot of money in the next season once Kirk is gone from this season.
That's correct.
I don't know what he was talking about.
I don't want to get on that. Yeah, it's a pointless conversation.
He clearly had a bias against Penix, which was weird. Going into Georgia Tech, I'm really, I'm a Tech fan before if I'm going to say a college football fan, it's going to be Georgia Tech. I was really happy with the toughness. That was what I took away most from the team. We were definitely more physical than Colorado. And that's a Colorado team which Deion pretty much transformed their defense to be more bigger and physical in the trenches. And we pretty much dominated them in that regard. On both sides of the ball, there were miscues. Again, we're starting three new guys, two new tackles, and new center, and so there were miscues with that. There was issues with pass protection, but I think those things will be ironed out as the O-line gels and they get the right mix of guys that they want to put in there. I trust Key in that regard because, again, he's an O-line coach, and so the building blocks are there. I'm excited for the season. One thing I do disagree with you on, John, I don't think this team rotates around Haynes King as much as you think. There's talent on this roster on offense. They have a 6'4 receiver in Kenyon, who can run. They think he might be the new Bebe. They have a plethora of running backs, as you saw on Jamal Haynes, there's a good number of running backs that they have on the roster. And I'm excited to see what Harper does at tight end because he runs like a 4-4 as a tight end, and that's going to be really explosive to see as he continues to progress in the offense.
Plus, he has that name.
Yes, he has that name. I mean, he can leap, too. And he was a DN in high school, so he's converting to a tight end now and for Georgia Tech. And so they have a lot of weapons.
Yeah, they do. You're right, Kamal. It's going to be really interesting. That Clemson game just got a lot more interesting, didn't it, by results of the first week here. I do appreciate it. Thanks, Kamal.
That they lost, but yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I know. It would have actually helped Georgia Tech if they had won. I do appreciate it. Thanks, Kamal. You are a Georgia Tech guy. What's your take on what Kamal said, Garrett?
I mean, the offensive line is going to be fine. I think the offense in general is going to be in great shape. Malachi Hosley is probably the undersung hero of that game. A lot of people focused, and rightfully so, on the play of Haynes King. But Jamal Haynes is a really important player for this team, but they never really had a second option at running back behind him. That always ended up having to be Haynes King, and he had to take on a bigger role as a result. But Malachi Hosley, the transfer in from Penn, is a bigger-bodied running back, and he runs hard behind his pads. And I think you saw that kind of flare up a few times. And I think, ultimately, if you don't have him on that team on Friday night, then I don't think you win that game, you know, because Haynes King would have had to put more weight onto his shoulders, and I mean, that would have been tough.
You know, sometimes transfers work out where a quarterback transfers and excels. Sorry, Auburn, Bo Nix at Oregon and not Bo Nix with you. Sorry, Georgia, the Justin Fields was Justin Fields at Ohio State and not Justin Fields with you. Texas A&M, Haynes King was Georgia Tech. Boy, what a great pickup that was. You know, boy, Texas A&M rue that. You bet. Because they haven't had a quarterback as good as Haynes King. Haynes King, to me, most underrated quarterback in the entire nation. And I was just talking about, would you trade Michael Penix? Guys, I'm telling you right now, I would not trade. If I were Georgia Tech, I wouldn't trade Haynes King for Carson Beck. Wouldn't do it.
Well, I think ultimately Haynes King embodies the culture of Georgia Tech football, and I think that's...
I'm not talking about culture. I'm just talking about impact as a player. Don't care about culture.
Well,
I care about player.
Okay.
Yeah, I think he's a better player.
I mean, they're just different players. But yeah, no,
they
I
are different players. I just think he's a better player. Yeah, no, they're different players.
Okay.
I'm going to be really intrigued to see what kind of professional Haynes King becomes.
I don't see him as a professional quarterback.
I think he's going to get a look.
He will. He'll get drafted. I mean, he's kind of like a Riley Leonard type. You know, that's probably the one that I would compare him to.
I think he's better than Riley Leonard.
Well, one just played in a national title game, but I understand what you're talking about.
Well, excuse me. Haynes King couldn't have taken that Notre Dame team to a national title? Stop.
I don't want to get into that kind of comparative kind of discussion. I just think that the play style, I think they resemble each other. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. That's fair. All right. If you are getting ready for the Falcons, on my shows, okay, which is fine what Casey did with other callers, Ken and another Ken. Guys call in and we want to disagree. It's fine. All I ask is that we're not disagreeable, but we can disagree. It's just guys talking sports. That's all. You know, and I have a strong opinion. I mean, yeah, so do you. It's fine. I'm going to defend what I'm going to defend. I'm going to take out what I'm going to take out. Now, I remain hopeful that the Falcons are a 10-win team. I think they were last year if Broke Down Liar doesn't cost us the 10 wins. I think this is a better team than last year's team. But they got to go out and do it. Okay? I mean, sit here and talk about it all you want. You've got to go out there and do it. Senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com is Will McFadden. Earlier in the program, if you missed it, we had an in-depth conversation about the team leading to Sunday's opener. If you're a Falcons fan, you want to hear this. Next on Sports Radio 90 Time the Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. Visit your local Marisa's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game on this Labor Day Monday. From the Northern Kia Studios, John Fricke with you. It is Falcons game week, and of course Sunday is going to be a huge day at Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Can't wait to get there, and Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's coverage all week long leading up to it as we get ready for this critical game against Tampa, and the coverage on Sunday, of course, all morning long leading up to the 1 o'clock kickoff between these two will begin at 8 a.m. with the Wade Ford tailgate show. We welcome into the program the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. If anybody knows the Falcons, it's the senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com, Will McFadden, and he joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Well, it's Monday of game week, Will. I got to tell you, I woke up a little bit. I get this nervous energy on game week, especially this opener. I don't know how you're feeling, besides excited about this club, because I really want this season, Will, to be special. I hope it is.
Yeah, I had an extra pep in my step this morning, just like you, John. And yeah, it really does feel like they've been kind of knocking on the door for a little bit now. And I agree. I hope this is the year when you make the stride, you get a lucky break or two, and a player that you were hoping steps up, and you get into the playoffs, because it's been long overdue.
All right, so I got a lot of questions for you. Let's start with, and throughout the questioning, I'll be asking you about what do you expect from. Let's begin at the very top. What do you expect from Michael Penix? He didn't get a chance to take a snap, obviously, in preseason. What do you expect of Michael Penix coming out of the gate in this game?
Yeah, I really do think there's, at least when we're talking expectations, there is a high degree of variability to me. You could tell me that we're talking Monday morning about a 3-touchdown, 0-interception performance, and Michael Penix looks like he's him, right? You could also tell me that we're coming out of this and, you know, there's a touchdown, there's a few interceptions in there. He's below, you know, 60% completion. I'd believe that too, right? So I kind of think that is the big question going into this game, and you're right to identify it, is really what are we looking at? Because we know what the ceiling theoretically can be when you look at Drake London and John Robinson, Kyle Pitts, Darnell Mooney, like the weapons are there. We saw the flashes the last three games, but consistency is always the hardest thing for a young player. And when you are looking at playing a whole season, I do expect there to be a little up and down. So on a 1 week sample size, when the last game I have to go off of is, for all intents and purposes, a very different one than this one coming up on Sunday, it's just hard to tell. You know, I wish I had a better answer for you, but that is what makes it such a fascinating question. Now, I do think that he's got all of the tools to really go out there and look like not only a competent NFL quarterback, but a good one. And he's going to be able to hit all parts of the field. Whether or not Darnell Mooney is available, and that's something we'll see with the injury reports throughout the week, that could play a factor here. But I'm excited because I do think – one way or the other, there's going to be some fireworks in Mercedes-Benz Stadium on Sunday.
Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. It is Monday game week of the Falcons and Buccaneers at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in the season opener. For a long time, Will, we talked about, oh, my God, this festering hole at left guard. It just didn't go away. Every year we were trying somebody new there, and then Bergeron finally settled that down, only to have now what everybody is super concerned about, which is even more so than left guard, which is suddenly the blindside right tackle here. So with McGarry out for the year here, Elijah Wilkinson, now you trade for this Michael Jarrell, you bring in a couple of other veterans. Is this going to be a catch-as-catch-can thing over there at right tackle? And what's your confidence level that Wilkinson's going to be able to protect the blind side and keep Michael Penix from getting destroyed?
Yeah, it absolutely does feel like Elijah Wilkinson is kind of the guy they are slotting in pencil right now to take over that right tackle spot. We spoke with Dwayne Ledford, the offensive line coach, on Thursday, asked him about Elijah Wilkinson and his confidence level. And he brought up the fact that even though, you know, fans here in Atlanta are probably familiar with Elijah from his time playing left guard as one of the, you know, many faces to kind of rotate in there before Matthew Bergeron took over, as you pointed out, he was a tackle in Chicago. So he's got a lot of experience playing all over the offensive line, which is part of the reason that the Falcons valued him in the first place and wanted to bring him back this offseason. So now, you know, that versatility is really going to be called into question. And ultimately, the biggest thing is, yeah, a guy can be versatile, and that's great to have as a reserve player. But Caleb McGarry was, you know, fundamentally involved in their run scheme, especially to the right side. I mean, there were few players, I think, more impactful across the NFL when running behind them as Caleb McGarry. A lot of the metrics kind of bear that out. So, yes, I think Elijah Wilkinson is serviceable. Storm Norton, you know, when is he able to come back? Is that after the bye week at kind of the earliest opportunity? That's going to be a big question, too. But one thing that Dwayne Ledford said Thursday that kind of stuck out to me, and I'm working on a story on it, is just, you know, the best five is really the mentality that they want to take out there. So I would expect there to be a little bit of a competition in practice throughout the week. It does seem like Elijah Wilkinson is a player maybe at leading in that competition right now, but I don't think that is settled by any stretch. And Brandon Parker, Jack Nelson, a couple of other names that were mentioned out there, but they're going to be looking at that right tackle spot a lot throughout the week, I bet.
Talking about expectations for the Falcons going into the opening game against Tampa, let's switch to the other side of the ball. What do you expect? We'll talk about personnel in a moment here, but what do you expect about Jeff Ulbrich? What will we see different? Because obviously, you know, playing base in preseason and whatnot from a Jeff Ulbrich defense as opposed to what we saw with Jimmy Lake. Do you expect that we're going to get, and I'll just throw this out there, a defense that is going to be far more in an attacking variety?
Oh, absolutely. If the text that I received kind of during the first preseason game are any indication, then yeah, I think people are going to really latch on and notice just that kind of flying around mentality that became a little bit more commonplace, I think, later on in the DQ years. But if you think back to kind of that transition from Mike Smith in 2014 to then Dan Quinn in 2015, and like the offseason signings of Brooks Reed and kind of those level of player, Leroy Reynolds, and just saying like, all right, well, we need some of these mid-level veterans to come in here and just play with the style that we really want to adopt here. And pretty quickly it became apparent, oh man, these guys just run at a different speed just when the ball is snapped. And that is what I expect day one from this defense. You know, I think when you look at the pass rush and how exactly is that going to unfold, are you blitzing? Are you running simulated pressures? Are you dropping James Pearson? Like, they're going to figure all that out. That is where I do think a week five bye is beneficial, because it allows at least the defensive side of the ball in particular, but offensively with Michael Penix Jr. as well, to get under the hood and tweak some things. So that, I think, will kind of bear out as the season goes along, is who are your best four, how much of a rotation do we want to do. But from day one, from the jump, the thing that I think everybody will notice is just, man, they aren't really second-guessing, because it doesn't appear that they're doing that much thinking after the ball is snapped anyway. It's just supposed to be reactive. It's supposed to be playing on your front foot. and really dictating terms to the offense is what I think they want and what I think you will see a little bit.
Well, it is sort of surprising that this team is going to lean so heavily on four rookies on defense. You know, James Pierce Jr., Jalen Walker, obviously his first-round picks, but to start Xavier Watts and to start Billy Bowman, that seems like high risk, high reward to me. But Jordan Fuller, I mean, geez, you know, you tried Simmons, that didn't work. And Fuller, you had to kind of re-sign back to a practice squad. What are your expectations for four rookies having to be able to, you know, impact a game of this magnitude, a game of, you know, where you're facing veterans like Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans and Emeka Abuka. I mean, this is going to be a big challenge.
Yeah, it absolutely will. But I think it's in line with that mentality that we're talking about, right? I think Billy Bowman, you know, you can look at the size limitations. You can look at, there's a reason he was a fourth round pick, and you can point those out if you want. But really, when you talk to the coaching staff about, okay, what is it about Billy over D or something like that? It's kind of the mindset. It's just that mentality of like, man, he kind of just has an edge and a chip on his shoulder, and he is out to prove himself at every turn. And really, that's all of the guys. Now, I think Xavier Watts is a little bit more of the cerebral, quiet, hey, I'm leading from the back, literally and figuratively. And that's, I think, at any one position, safety is kind of the spot that you want it. But as you get closer to the line of scrimmage, you got to be ornery a little bit. And we're seeing that with James Pierce Jr. We're certainly seeing that with Billy Bowman. And so I kind of think that you'll take your lumps in terms of maybe a technical breakdown, or is there a brain fart that comes along with being a young player in the NFL a time or two? Of course, like the mental workload is always the number one thing that you hear when talking to a young player. So that is to be expected. But I think as long as the expectations are kept in check and we're not, you know, looking at them as, hey, they're going to go out and be Richard Sherman for day one, could they be? Sure. But that shouldn't be the day one expectation. Let's grow and let's learn with these young players. And really the ask should be go out there and play with your hair on fire and go out there and play on your front foot and be the first off the ball. And if they're doing that, then that's a check in the right column. And I know at the end of the day that this is a wins and loss business and you got to have it all ladder up to a W. But I like what I've seen. I think the attitude is correct. And early on this season, it's really about shifting the mindset of the defense, I think, as much as anything. Because if the mindset and this pass rush leads to more turnovers later on in the year, then I really think we are talking about some W's racking up.
Falcons season opener Sunday, Mercedes-Benz Stadium, 1 o'clock kick against Tampa, live on your home of the Falcons Sports Radio, 90.9 The Game. John Fricke with Will McFadden, senior editor of AtlantaFalcons.com. If I put my finger on a couple of concerns I have going into the opening game, certainly we've talked about right tackle. Defensive line depth. Does this team really have, you know, a way? I know that they re-signed Kentavious Street back to the practice squad, but I mean, my concern is it's you line up a Bucky Irving and you're just going to run right at us. And, you know, if we get shoved off the line for 5 yards on every first down and it's second down and five every time because you can't stop anything between the tackles, that's going to be a problem.
It absolutely will. If a team is able just to run it up the middle like that, that's the simplest, the most effective way to win a football game is, hey, we can line up and they can't stop us. All right, well, there you go. We're going to just keep doing this then. We don't even need to go to chapter two. The Falcons are smart enough to anticipate that. I do believe that the presence of Divine Diablo and then what kind of Caden Ellis is able to build on this upcoming year after a great year last year, I think that's been overlooked a little bit. It's not entirely about just having the beefiest guys on the interior. It's about having some gap discipline from your linebackers. It's about having smart players who can read and react and flow. I do think the Divine Diablo will really be an impactful player in that regard in particular. Is his kind of diagnostic skills jumped out to me when I turned on the tape to see what the Falcons were getting in him this offseason. So, you know, again, later on and you know, the practice squad is something that they look at as a much more fluid situation, which the league allows for this year. So having a veteran option on your practice squad, there's much more flexibility in terms of being able to bring them up and activate them on game day than there used to be. That being said, though, it's probably a much better spot to be in to need a big kind of gap-plugging run defender than, say, a smaller, fast, twitchy, pass rush-oriented guy who's got all the moves in the back. So if they need to adjust in one direction, I think beefing up the run defense would be another great way to use that early bye week to say, okay, we kind of see that this is working. Where is it not? And make those tweaks. I think it's easier to adjust onto the run side of things. But again, I'd expect they have a plan in place with some of the young guys. And I think Brandon Dorlus was a standout in training camp, and I have high expectations for him.
Well, Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Game management, you know, we talk about this, and I don't want to overstress it, but it is a really important game. It's, you're not playing Jacksonville on the road to start. It's conference, it's division, it's Tampa, it's, you know, I'm not saying it's a must win, but boy, it's a 1.5 plus win if you win it, not just a 1 win. Game management from Raheem Morris is going to be under the microscope if this turns out to be a game that goes down to the wire, and it might well do that. And what is your expectation here that Raheem Morris kind of took to heart some of the mismanagement of clocks and things of that nature that happened on a couple of occasions last year to kind of relearn that and understand that can happen again, especially with a young quarterback?
Yeah, he says he has. And, you know, I mean, time, I think, will tell, but he has from day one been I try to learn a lesson from every situation type of person. And so that is the goal for every member of the organization each offseason, is you kind of go at it, you come together at the end, you say, all right, what can we work on? Where are the areas we need to improve? Here's kind of your mission plan, go attack it. And for this offseason, I have to imagine that Raheem's was very oriented on kind of the game management piece, some of those very critical split-second decisions that, yeah, again, happen really under, like, incredible pressure and in the blink of an eye. And so I do think that they're very tough decisions to make, and hindsight is always 20/20, but you're in this situation for a reason, and you have to trust that you're going to get those calls right, because they can really dictate the swings of the games. But there was also some good last year. I think a moment on the Netflix documentary Quarterback, the second season, against, I think it was New Orleans, it may have been right after that Tampa game, to get down there with 12 seconds left, kind of complete that pass, go down, clock the ball, and be able to bring Youngway out for the game-winning kick. Like, that was a situation where you had to understand the quarterback that you had in place, that he was going to be able to effectively communicate it out to everybody, that you had a veteran offensive line who understood and has worked together. So it's like there's so much stuff as the clock is ticking down. Do we do this, or do we opt for a different play? And so I think there was some good and bad. But Raheem ultimately is going to be kind of judged, and I think that lingering question about game management is stuck in the minds of fans, as you mentioned. And so it's going to be a question I think people are looking for him to answer this year. But hearing from him, it does sound like he was aware of that, and he has taken the steps to improve that element of himself as a coach. So we'll see.
Will McFadden, AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks for taking a few minutes. Game week, we encourage everybody to go check out all the very latest on the Falcons at AtlantaFalcons.com. Thanks, Will.
Of course. Anytime, John. Thank you.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Big moments or small moments, they all deserve great style. At Maurice's, we're here to help you show up feeling your best, no matter what's on your calendar. Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got style that fits your life and your budget. Visit your local Maurice's to find fashion fit for you with a little help from us.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
You know, without looking, I'm going to guess that the four of us on College Football Game Time, Garrett Chapman, Chris Goforth, Abe Gordon, and myself, last Saturday, that we didn't do so well in our picks.
Well, I can actually look at them. Let me see. Well, Abe did all right. So okay.
I'm pretty sure I was under 500. Well, you know what I took for my wild card, right?
I heard.
Well, look.
I heard.
I was going to take one for the team, okay?
Okay.
So I'll accept it. My wild card winner was Georgia State over Ole Miss. I just took one for the team, you know, for Del McGee, you know, trying to give those guys a little bit of love. That's all.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think, what was I? So I was 1-0.
Take a Georgia Southern, as it turns out. You know,
yeah, don't do that.
Game.
Yikes. Yeah, my Eagles did not look good. We looked good at half.
Better than Georgia State.
14-13. 14-13. And then that scored and then lost 42-14.
Yeah. I know. Well, Kennesaw had the ball with under 2 minutes to go in Winston-Salem and had a chance to win. Lost 10-9 to Wake Forest.
Yeah, what a game that was.
Yeah, so Kennesaw is in Indiana this Saturday. So see what the Owls do there. It's going to be decidedly much more difficult for Kennesaw State in Bloomington than it was in Winston-Salem. Indiana's a far better team. Indiana did not play well in its opening game, but you know, they're still a 9 or 10 win team. So that'll be tough for the Owls, but maybe who knows? Maybe they'll represent a little bit. As for the Falcons, now, just because of the nature of my situation and radio station and all, this will be the last time. This segment here is the last time I get to talk to you prior to the game about the Falcons. We'll do college football on Saturday, but I want to have a chance to talk to you before then. I was going to be on Tuesday, but I got a bunch of stuff to do, and I'll be coming into town on Thursday. So I'm going to the game. Pardon me, I have a head cold. I was just telling this to Garrett, and I've been fighting it the whole weekend here, and I'm trying to get around it, so I didn't mean to sniffle on you. I'm not going to pick the game per se because I'm not in a picking mode here. I will say kind of broadly that my sense is that I think Garrett, the Falcons are going to be okay. I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. No, I think so. Generally speaking, I think they'll be in pretty decent shape. I mean, and I don't know. The comments that I've heard mostly is that just Tristan Wirfs a better player than Caleb McGarry, and so that means that the Falcons should be better off. I think that's not looking at it necessarily the right way. I think that, yes, Tristan Wirfs is a better player than Caleb McGarry. I think that's pretty clear. But You also lost your backup swing tackle, you know? I mean, like, that's a pretty brutal loss, and now you're going to a guy who I don't think was a plus chance of making roster at one point. I mean, he gave you some positional flexibility, so he had a chance of making it in that way, but I am worried about the right tackle. But the thing is, a good offensive coordinator like Zach Robinson should be able to scheme around a deficiency on the offensive line like that. I think he should be able to do it.
Well, the loss is in the ability to run to the right side. I mean,
which they do it 4.5 yards per carry last year.
More so than any other team in the NFL. Ran to the right side more so than any team in the NFL behind Lindstrom and McGarry. So that's, to me, the real loss. As for pass pro, you can go max protect. You can put a tight end over there. You can, and this is the other part of the, when some people come in and talk about Penix, you know, the one caller that came in late, said, you know, look, there are other things here. He didn't get a, talking about Penix, he didn't get a chance to practice with the ones, which is absolutely true, until the week before his first game. So he had limited time with the ones. He was throwing to Chris Blair and Casey Washington and Felipe Franks, you know, from the time he showed up until the time they suddenly said he's a starter. Now he finally gets to practice with, you know, Drake and Darnell and Ray Ray and whatnot. So he hadn't had a chance really to do much of anything, because that's the way the NFL is. The ones practice with the ones and the twos with the twos. So he was limited in his, you know, knowledge and repetitions with those other guys. Penix, I'm not trying to fault him. If Penix has one kind of real flaw in his game that has to be worked out, is he has such a strong arm. I mean, he has got a cannon for an arm, which serves him well in certain spots, but he throws it so fast that I would love to. There's one, you know, we have all these next-gen stats, right? One of the next-gen stats I never see that I would love to see is, just because I'm curious, is on fastball throws, okay? Because quarterbacks make touch throws, but on fastball throws, you know, who throws the ball the fastest in the NFL? I my answer is I don't know who has the fastest throw in the NFL, like, you know, by putting it on a jugs machine in baseball. But I guarantee you Penix is top five. I mean, I can guarantee you that just by eyeballing it. He might be top three. He throws the ball so bloody hard. Now, that's, I think, a good thing on out routes. It's a bad thing when we're talking about he's got to learn those little touch passes. You know, it's those little touch passes where you can just, you know, pop it over to somebody's head. You know, that's a learned art. I mean, Brett Favre made a career out of it. You know, I mean, those little pop passes where you can just dump it off, that's something that's, you know, got to be part of his game. So he has to grow as a quarterback. There's no question of that. But I think he will grow as a quarterback. And so hopefully he hits the ground running. I have a lot of faith and confidence in him. So I think he'll be okay. And I think the Falcons are going to score points. My question is not about the offense. No, my question is whether or not they can stop the interior run game of the teams that they're facing. Can they slow Bucky Irvin down? Because if they can do that, you know, now you're talking about young players in the secondary who are going to need a pass rush. So that's where worse comes in, is that we've got to see this, don't we, Garrett? We have to see all these young players pop, and we've got to see James Pierce Jr. from the jump. I mean, 1.5, 2 sacks in the opening game. He's got to wreak havoc. You know, and it's funny that we talk so much about James Pierce Jr. as opposed to Jalen Walker, but Walker may not put up the numbers that Pierce Jr. does, if for no other reason than they may have him standing up. You know, they may have him kind of slide into a real outside linebacker role where he's playing coverage and blitzing and things of that nature, whereas, you know, JPJ is going to be more hand-in-the-dirt kind of guy. So,
They're both going to be rushing the passer. Jalen Walker's going to have, based off of what we've heard from the coaching staff up at training camp and then all subsequent practices, it's Jalen Walker is going to have one job, and that's going to be rush the passer. James Pierce, I think, it's my opinion on the matter, and I think what we saw in preseason kind of reflected that. He's a more refined pass rusher right now at this stage in his career. Does that mean that he's going to be a better player, whatever, better pro? No, it's not what it means. It just means,
well, I think they're different.
They're just different players, and one has a clearly defined strength, and that's James Pierce Jr. getting after the passer. That's what he does. And you're going to see some of that strength, but I don't want to put too much on those two. I would actually put more on guys like Xavier Watts or like Billy Bowman or something like that on the back end as far as rookies making massive contributions right away. Those two are starting. Those two are going to get a lot of run, and they felt so comfortable with Xavier Watts as your starting safety that they cut Jordan Fuller. Now they bring him back, and ironically, they re-add him to the active roster, but they still felt that confident that they were going to send him down the waivers and see what would happen from it. And I was very surprised, like a lot of people were, but I think Leonard Floyd and Arnold Ebiketie are going to carry the load, at least in the early parts of the season. James Pierce, though, I think of anybody on this team who's able to go win an award this year for something at the end of the season, I think James Pierce Jr. is probably that guy as a defensive rookie of the year. And I think that's really the high watermark for him. Jalen Walker isn't necessarily, in my opinion, that kind of guy, just because I think he's going to be asked to do different things. And just as we progress through the season, and he's not – his best years are in front of him. It's not necessarily his rookie season. James Pierce is somebody who I see on kind of almost in an inverse.
It's going to be fascinating to see, because this team is going to rise and fall on its defense. And I think the offense is going to be fine. The production is going to be there. I think they're going to be one of the higher scoring teams in the NFL. If their defense can be top half of the NFL in turnovers, if they can be top half of the NFL in sacks, if they can be top half of the NFL in a lot of metrics, getting off the field, points allowed, things of that nature, and I'm not asking them to be top five or even top 10. If they can be top 15 in all those categories, Falcons are going to win the South. I mean, that's really what it's about. And so I think the offense will do its part. We just have to make sure that that defense is able to get the ball back, you know, shut down drives, keep points. And of course, you know, we need to make sure that we get really good Youngway, because we can go back to, and I look, I know Youngway a little bit. I like Youngway personally. I'm rooting for him like crazy. We all talk about Broke Down Liar and getting injured in the New Orleans game, but if Youngway doesn't miss three field goals in that game, guess what? Falcons win. And that division, if they win that game, that division race is probably over.
Yeah, but he also makes a 58-yard field goal.
No, I know.
Saints early.
Tampa. I get it.
I know. You end up with the record you deserve. You end with the record you deserve, and that's
we need clutch Youngway back. You know. I mean, we just do. All right. My thanks to everybody that called in. My thanks to Will McFadden, and of course, my thanks to Garrett Chapman and to all of you. I won't get a chance to you because I am coming into town. If you're around in the backyard and whatnot, and you see me or you spy my daughter Danny, come by, say hi. Look forward to seeing all of you again and being at the game on Sunday. So rise up, let's go. It is Falcons game week, Falcons Monday on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Stay tuned as we roll through the rest of the holiday day, and then of course back tomorrow morning with morning shift and all that. All right, let's go. It's game week on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Wow!
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop Blinds.com Labor Day Mega Sale, happening now. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free measure. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.